TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Robin's got some stories.
This is the women's perspective that we need.
Okay, I'm recording now. Sorry. I messed up the whole thing.
Quick, say something witty.
More witty banner.
I know. But now I lost it all. Now I don't have any more. That was all I had.
Lifetime. Dick jokes. Tim's an asshole. Okay, I think we covered it all.
Yes. So it's same like every other show.
Oily douche, fucking cats.
Oh, right.
Fucking. Guys putting your butt by accident.
Oh, yes. Right.
Cats putting in the cat's butt by accident.
Yes. And I'm telling you, cats don't do that because cats have to bathe with their tongues.
Also, never mind.
All right.
I stopped.
Don't stop.
I don't understand why you did.
I forget this is one of the few places in my life where I could actually say anything that came to my mind.
Exactly.
Just realize someone may find it at some point.
There's worse things, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, at least you guys aren't. Well, Noah is dumb enough to put his first and last. I guess you haven't written it out anywhere, but my first and last name's all over this website. At some point, my kid or someone who is a parent of his friend kid is going to find this and be like, you can't go over to the Babb house anymore.
We don't know what's going on over there. We've heard
I don't think
podcast.
I said my last name on here, but, you know, people also from
your Facebook.
You
said it out loud, you've just never written it down.
Oh, okay. When did I say it out loud?
On the show. What do you want me to tell you?
Huh. I don't really care if people know my last name.
Oh, well.
I mean, you know, they have to do some digging. If you see my picture, you know who I am. It's like, oh, I know who that guy is. I don't need his last name.
Well, same here. I mean, if you've seen my picture, you know who I am.
But your picture's nowhere on the site.
I know. I'm a monkey.
You're an idiot.
Aren't you? Are you the one that doesn't let their coworkers know about the podcast?
Isn't I kind of keep it on the DL.
Kind of silly. Well, not silly, but protective.
Yeah, it's me.
Is it because is it because you don't want them to know this side of you, or because you want privacy? Or
it's not even so much my coworkers. It's like I'm going up to go train people at a office.
Okay, yeah.
And week after next, I'm going to be at the home office. And you know, a couple of months ago, I was at the home office.
So
my company does a lot of business with like Fortune 500.
That makes sense.
I keep quiet.
Whatever. You were doing this before you had a company that did any business with Fortune 500. You're a paranoid little fuck.
Yeah.
Tim's got good words.
So just say that instead of your long.
Well, you see, we do business.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fortune muckety muck. The other day I traveled to Phoenix.
I'm sorry, Tim. Is me pointing out the fact that I've been right this whole time to protect my privacy upsetting you in some way?
Why could I answer this question with three words when 103 will do?
Oh, okay.
Because that's Andy's way.
Okay, I'll do it in four words. I'm nuts. Fuck Tim.
Let's sync up.
All right, let's sync up. All right, so you're recording out, Robin,
yes,
right?
I'm recording now. I see, like, blue lines and stuff.
You see the little blue line going up and down. And
see like a heartbeat. Blue line.
And the two little drop-downs to your microphone.
Tap on the microphone you're using and make sure that it actually, like registers.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
And he does this, but he doesn't need to if he just checks the little drop-down.
Whatever.
Okay, I got it. I just want to make sure I don't fuck it up.
Yeah, no, I can explain where to do that in the interface, or I can just say tap your microphone.
It's better to do in the interface.
Tim was just on my ass about doing too long.
I don't know what an interface is.
Fuck you, boy.
That's the part of your face that's inside your face.
That's what I thought. I'm like, why am I tapping my cranial
It's where your tongue is. That's your interface.
It's like Inception. We're going deeper. Oh, I should watch that movie again. Wait. But before we get started, guys, I got to say something to the world or our 300 listeners.
We haven't even synced up yet.
We have to say 1, 2, 3.
And people need to stand up for what they believe in. Ocean's 11 is a great fucking movie, and I don't care who knows.
Way to go, Noah. Way to take a stand.
You might get some hate mail for that one. You might want to be careful.
All right, I'm ready to sync up.
All right, good. All right, so you know the drill, right, Robin? We go count 3, 2, 1, and at the end we say cock.
I always thought it was 1, 2, 3 cock, but okay, 3, 2, 1 cock, and then we all say cock at the same time.
Correct.
Even though I don't have a cock, I still can say cock.
Well, you can say the other C word if you want to. It just needs to be something quick and short so that Tim... That
sounds like a cock. Go ahead.
Oh, all right.
Oh, so we have met.
She does like hairy white guys.
I do.
Well, I am that thing.
Okay.
Except on the top of your head.
Aww.
You bald bitch.
I can still grow hair out there. It's just thinner.
Them's hateful.
Well, at least something about you is thinner. I'm just hitting the Andy punching bag today. Bop, 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 bop.
That's okay. I can take it. You know why?
Because you're fat?
Padding.
Yep. Wow.
Okay, here we go. In three. Wait, what?
You were tapping. I
she got too excited about the cock.
Sorry. I shot my load earlier.
Premature cock.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Here we go. In three, two, one.
Cock.
Guys, since this is episode 300, can we do a stupid 300 reference?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankass.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, we have a special guest. Noah's friend Robin is joining us for our 300th episode, where we take a look back at the past of the podcast, the past of Tim, Andy, and Noah's relationship, and we just talk about the usual fucked up shit we talk about every week. And when you hear this sound...
This is blasphemy. This is madness!
Madness? Blasphemy? This is Tancast!
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
Yay!
You're back.
For the 300th episode.
Ooh, madness? Special guest blasphemy? This is Tancast! Slow motion kick.
Andy's been working on that all week.
I'm so excited!
Actually doing the slow motion kick.
Oh, yeah,
everything
I did
he does
slow motion.
Slow motion.
I did a slow motion
His kick. Life is one slow motion kick. All right, let's go around. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I am Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And I'm Robin, the R in Tancast.
It's a silent R.
Welcome, special guest Robin, everybody.
Wait.
Was it rant
we,
cast
we could
or
switch
tarn
around and
cast?
Make it. We can make it rant cast.
Rant
cast. Because you guys do rant sometimes, if I may offer.
Do we? I don't think so.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not like one of us has a jingle for it.
Noah just wanted a whole thing about Ocean's 11. That's a rant.
Oh, that was good. So the other thing you don't know about is we send texts, group texts to each other.
Okay.
So, like, I sent that to them. I'm watching Ocean's 11. It's a good movie. And Tim's like, I'm glad someone took a stand.
I'm like, because it was apropos of nothing. He didn't say, I'm watching Ocean's 11. It's a good movie. He's just like, out of the blue, Ocean's 11 is a good movie. And I was like, well, thank God someone finally said it.
And it was at midnight my time, so I was kind of like, huh? Oh, no, likes Ocean's 11.
I thought you turned off your phone.
Yeah, what happened to your Do Not Disturb special feature?
I usually turn that on. I guess I forgot last night because I had a migraine.
Sorry. That was why I thought it was okay, isn't it? I'm like, oh.
You don't need to apologize to me. How would you know I had a migraine?
Well, I just don't like that. I usually wake up.
He's a scanner.
Oh. Maybe Noah gave me the migraine.
That's what I just said.
Yes. Sorry. You're both talking over each other.
Stop it.
That's what we do.
I'm sorry. My ears don't register, little bitch. Quump. God damn it.
Were you guys all like this when you lived together? Like just giving each other shit all the time? Like just in person?
Oh yeah.
I feel like I've toned it down. I feel like we gave Andy a much harder time when we lived together.
Like, now that other people are listening, Noah's like, I feel a little self-conscious about it.
Well, no, I will, after I listen to the podcast, I'll text Noah and I'll say, why are you guys so mean to Andy? And he's like, we're trying not to be.
We'll try harder.
I love Andy and I shouldn't show my love with hate. I should show it with love. But he does make it easy to beat up on him.
Yes. And so you guys were like this when you were like, so 10 years ago. How long have you guys all known each other?
Oh, probably.
Well, I've
like
known
15
Andy
years?
Since high school. So that's not 91 or 92 did we meet?
I think it was 92.
So Andy's
like, but it was like
from
January.
The Bay Area also.
No, we met in the Central Valley and I was originally from San Diego.
Okay.
My parents moved.
This is awesome. With Robin here, it's kind of like we get the backstory because she's asking questions.
It's like your origin stories.
Exactly.
And Andy, you're in Atlanta, Georgia now?
I am.
With all the zombies?
Yes. Yes. Actually, my next door neighbor is a zombie.
Really? Oh, that's
no
so
shit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, he's on the show?
Yeah. He's been like a background zombie a couple of times.
Nice.
Oh, I thought you lived next door to the Rob Zombie family.
Oh, no.
Andy, you should see if you can get in on that.
That'd be a little scary.
I guess I could be one of the bloated zombies.
I was like, wow, that's one well-fed zombie.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to be mean.
Oh, man, that zombie's eating well.
That zombie's one of the smart...
That zombie, he knows where the tastiest brain is.
He somehow got locked into, like, a high-rise with a whole whack of people, so you just had, like, people for days, so you're not one of the starving zombies.
So I was thinking, like, a laboratory where it's just, like, you know, brains in jars.
Oh, yeah.
Jarred brain.
But most zombies prefer to eat organic.
Not me. I don't give a shit.
He's like processed brains.
Yes.
You know what? You should watch the documentary Brains, Inc. It'll make you rethink what you're doing.
Well, you know what? I'm still... I'll watch that documentary while I eat canned brain whiz.
Brained whiz! Sorry, I just pictured it coming out of a little thing like... Do like a little soft serve yogurt curly
cue. Oh, it's all pink. Oh, disgusting.
Put little bits of gray in it.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And Tim, now you're in the LA area or the Southern California area?
Nope, Tim moved back.
I was for when we first started this podcast, okay. And then a couple years in, I moved back up here. I live in Redwood City now.
Oh, when I met you, you were still in LA, so that's why I just put you.
Oh, well, then that's why I don't remember. That was years ago when I was in L.A. and I was a fake person.
And you were high as fuck all the time.
Oh, man.
Him all the time.
So
just know it was him.
Crack cocaine.
Smoking crack, smoking cock, smoking whatever you get his hands on.
Yep.
The pipe's hard to put down.
Little known fact, Tim's the one that got Rob Ford started.
I was like, do it, Rob. Don't be a pussy. Do it.
All the cool kids are doing it.
All the cool mayors are doing it. Ask Mary and Barry. Okay, aww. He OD'd. But after that.
Wait, did he OD?
No. The whole thing is fiction.
Mary and Barry did
crack. Mary did
crack. I've never done any drugs.
He did crack. And then
all of a sudden you thought I was...
Yeah.
How do you smoke crack?
All of a sudden you thought I was dropping
back.
Facts in the middle of my little tail?
Exactly.
Sit down, Noah. It's in the history lesson. Uncle Tim's going to tell you the story of America through drugs.
Tim, we want to be funny and informative.
So then how did you guys meet Noah?
I used to work at a movie theater, and so did Noah, and that's how we met.
And Tim was never going to break me again. I'm like, I want to be friends with that guy.
No, I was breaking Noah in the box office, and he took what I thought was too long of a break.
I didn't know Tim at the time, so I'm just like, oh, Tim's being funny and wacky, because that's, you know, that was my only perception of him. I did not realize he was actually upset. Until I got back, and he's like, I'm never breaking you again. And I was like, all right, well, someone's going to break me, right?
We should be friends.
I'm like, I'm never going to get breaks.
But I don't know what was the turning point for us. Like, I don't remember, like, how we actually started hanging out.
When you both realized you were half black and half white, and there's only a few of us unicorns in the world, and we need to band together.
That must be
it. I think that's exactly what went through my head.
I think that's why Noah and I are friends. that's how our friendship started. So
how do you two know each other?
We met at mutual friends at a party. And I will say, the reason I did talk to her is because there was like two other black people here.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, this is not normal. I mean, I need to go talk to these people.
Oh, right, because I brought my friend Maria, who's also half black and half white.
Yeah.
And because there's a guy there I was scamming on. And then I met Noah, and he's one of the few that I keep in touch with from that group. So our friendship prevailed.
It did. All for all these years.
Bros before hoes.
Okay.
Yes. Bros and
bro Tim, everyone.
So we've known each other for how long, Robin?
2008, maybe? 2007?
It's good. Good amount of time. Yeah, she knew me before I was married. Although, I think I was with Stephanie.
Knew you before you were skinny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know the good old days when he didn't make me feel bad about himself every time I see him being all skinny. So annoying. Can't wait for him to gain it back.
Yeah, I don't feel bad. I'm like, oh, look at you.
It always just reminds me that I should be doing more.
You're probably not eating all this delicious food that I'm eating, because I'm fucking eating it. I'll eat your share. I don't give a fuck.
Noah's
not having that donut. Bam! Tim's donut now.
He still eats. He just exercises in moderation and all that crap. He's just not a glutton like the rest of us.
Yeah, fuck that.
America. We eat
shit. I go a little crazy. I had a big, delicious breakfast burrito today. It was very...
Slow down.
And how are you going to exercise? Are you going to run a couple miles today? What's the trade-off.
I'm probably not going to run today, but I'll run tomorrow, and I'll probably run 9 miles.
There you go. So shut up.
Fuck that. Sometimes there's a store that's more than 9 miles away. I won't drive there. I'm like, I don't need that thing.
I'll wait till I need another thing that's like 10 or 11 miles away, and then I can just make one trip.
Exactly.
I hear you. Gas is expensive. But
there's a beach at the end. That's my reward.
That's lovely. Great. Are you done, or then do you have to run back home?
I have to run back home.
Yeah, you take a cab back?
Yeah.
I usually don't take money with me, so no.
After you eat or something to replace what you burned?
Although I do want, I sometimes run by the hot dog guy. I'm like, fuck, I want a hot dog right now. It smells delicious. So I think next time I make a good.
If you grab that hot dog while you're running and then just keister it, it'll still be warm when you get home.
This is true, but then it'll also be shitty.
Ah.
And I don't know. I like bacon wrapped hot dogs. I don't like shit wrapped hot dogs.
I got it, but how I talked about last week, how I got all that bacon from Costco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We had Michael suggested we have hot dogs for dinner, and so I always get the kosher hot dogs, and then I wrapped it in bacon, and man, I have a good laugh.
I like kosher hot dogs too. I like them better.
Me too.
Well, this comedian named Moshe Kasher.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
Madness? Blasphemy? This is Tancast.
Who's actually blown up pretty well. I knew him when we both started. He may have started before I did, but anyway, I knew him. He used to be here in the Bay Area. Now he's in LA, and he's doing quite well for himself. Anyway, he had this joke about, like, why would you ever buy anything other than kosher hot dogs? Because, you know, people always complain about how hot dogs are gross because, like, bugs and shit and hair ends up in the grinding up process of the meat. The whole point of being kosher is, like, it has to be certified by a rabbi that other shit isn't in there. So that's what they should put on those hot dogs, like, no bug shit. So ever since I heard that joke, I've always bought kosher hot dogs.
Seems like it's funny and true.
It is.
That's
true.
Actually not a bad idea, Tim.
That is fucking brilliant.
How do you spell his name, Tim?
Moshe Kasher?
Yeah.
With an M.
M-O-S-H-E-K-A-S-H-E-R, I think.
I think that's right, too.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, see, Tim's continuing to do Tancast with two chuckleheads. And meanwhile, Moshe Kasher is on the Nerdist podcast every couple of months.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I'm sorry. And wasn't Tim, he on?
He's been on At Midnight at least once.
Wasn't he on the Daily Show?
You saddle with the wrong people, Tim.
Has he been on the Daily Show?
Wasn't he on something on TV? I remember before.
I think he actually had a small role on Shameless.
Oh, maybe that's.
It was a Showtime show.
He's also been on WTF, Mark Maron's podcast. Oh. He's doing quite well. That's what I'm saying.
We should have him on the show. Sorry, Robin.
Tim, you're out.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I don't think he meant instead of Robin. Oh.
So then we'd be Rampcast.
Robin, no, you're in. No, Tim, you're out. Moshe, you're in.
Wow, it's got like all Survivor-y really quick.
I just got voted off. Who's gonna edit that shit?
Yeah.
Why don't you give it to Andy? By the way,
where in the world is episode 207?
So, Andy, does it even cross your mind anymore, or are you just like, fuck it, they'll never expect me to do anything with it, I'm never going to do anything with it ever. Fuck them.
It crosses my mind, I feel shame, I eat, the shame goes away.
Aww, that's how I do it too.
You can eat while you edit, I do it all the time, I guarantee, like, while you're listening to this part, something is going in my mouth while I'm editing this part right now.
Ah.
Wait, what?
Is that something future dick?
Yes. Lots and lots of penises.
Yes.
I suck penises. I edit Tancast.
Really? Maybe that's why Moshe Kasher, he must have cut one of those out, and he made it, so now you know what he needed.
Or Moshe Kasher sucked the right penises.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm very indiscriminate. You got one? Hose it off. Get it over here.
You got to pick
sometimes
your penises,
you only have to hose it off.
Ew. Sorry.
That's a funny visual. Some guy just out in his lawn hosing off his dick. Like, what are you doing? I'm getting ready for Tim. It's cool.
Getting ready for a beach.
Well, yeah, just got girls
just a
do that.
Cub Scout pack walking by. Oh, it's okay. There's a BJ waiting inside for me.
Wait,
gotta,
what do girls do?
You got to clean your undercarriage. Got to do a little freshening up before someone's down
there.
Oh,
well,
so
sure.
Makes
everyone
sense.
Does, right? You got to clean your balls, clean your penis. You don't want swamp balls.
Nah.
Your taint. Do you call it your taint or your chode? I find that regional. It's a regional term.
I actually don't refer to it as either.
You just don't refer to it?
No, not really.
I usually say
wait,
taint.
What was the thing besides chode? I was jibber-jabbering.
Taint
I will
or
say
chode.
Yeah.
Taint your ass and taint your balls.
I feel like it was chode when I was younger and taint when I was older.
Chode is like a baby taint.
When you start to learn the fancy adult words.
Or a taint is a grown-up chode. You're all grown up and you're all grown up.
You're grown up. Ah, we're getting old.
We are. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people get the Swingers references anymore.
Oh, shit. That movie has to be like 20 years old at this point, right?
Fuck, we're old.
We are old.
I was realizing that Friends is probably 20 years old at this point.
Well, wasn't Smells Like Teen Spirit came out 23 years ago, I want to say? Yesterday?
Yeah, because we were still in high school. Well, the three of us were.
I'm your age, I think. Right now.
Oh, okay.
No, am I a year old? What time? I graduated high school in 94.
So you're a little older
than us.
Ah, so.
Guys, we better. Congrats.
My wisdom. You got a cougar on board. Watch out.
Oh.
I'm too young to be a cougar.
That's a t-shirt.
I still have a couple more years till I'm going to be an official cougar. Right now, I'm just a baby cougar.
All right. Cougar cub.
Baby cougar.
I think you have to be in your 40s to be a cougar.
You do.
I think.
It's official.
Okay. Good. Thank you for confirming that.
Yeah, I'm right there for you. Yeah, holy shit. Swingers was 18 years ago.
Cougars could vote. I mean, not cougars. Sorry. Can you tell what I was just writing down?
Yep.
Swingers could vote.
I've never seen that movie. I know. It's one of those movies I've never seen. I don't know why. It came out at a funny time, I think, and has more Pulp Fiction than, I don't know.
Well, we're going to stop this podcast right now.
We'll
wait for you to go watch Swingers, and then we'll...
But now I don't think I can watch it the same way, because I think Vince Vaughn is such a douche now, but I think you need to watch it and think that him and Jon Favreau are like new, fresh faces without preconceived notions.
You're not going to he's a douche in this movie.
Oh.
Yeah, he, in fact, is a douche.
Yeah, so I think it actually works for the movie.
So do you think he actually in real life is a douche? If you had to guess.
I think, actually, he played a douche in this movie and has been typecast ever since.
So you think he's actually a nice person?
I don't know.
I think he's somewhere in between.
I don't think he's quite a douche. I think he's just kind of that kind of crazy friend, like nowadays. I think he's just kind of that kind of, you know, friend who's calmed down a little bit, but has his wild side.
Goes on a bender every once in a while.
Yeah.
Comes home with ripped clothing.
Also, I believe he's a right-wing douche, so there's that.
Really? Oh.
Let's get political. We're gonna get political. We're about to get political, and it's probably gonna suck.
That's...
I believe I heard something about that. I want to say I heard him shitting on Obama or something on some show.
Ugh, Obama. Ugh. No, I'm just kidding. I was saying about Vince.
Wait, he's one of you all.
I know. I used to, when he first ran, I would give people shit because they would all assume that I was just going to vote for him, which I did. But, like, I would give people shit. They're like, well, you're going to vote for Obama, right? And I'd be like, well, why would you assume that? And they'd be like,
Because he's black?
And I was like, I could vote for Hillary. I'm a woman, too. This is back in the day.
When Hillary was running.
Yeah.
And, well, hopefully, well, Primer. Maybe she'll run again. Maybe.
Maybe.
Supposedly.
No one's talking about it.
What? I don't know. Rand and Ron, why the fuck would you name your child that?
I don't understand that either.
Shit's confusing.
Well, and what is Rand? Like, the only Rand I know is the Rand McNally Dictionary. That's the only other
Rand.
Are
you sure dude's named after Ayn Rand?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought
Pretty
you were
sure.
kidding.
No.
Like, wow.
No, his dad worships at the altar of the all-knowing free market.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, explain to me in the free market economy how we don't wind up with a giant, like, continent-sized island of garbage swirling around the middle of the Pacific. How does the free market take care of that? Oh, look at that. It is Rantcast.
It just lets it sit
there. You actually asking me?
Yeah, Robin, answer for this.
I didn't know there were going to be tests. I asked Noah if I needed to prepare anything, and he said no. So, he said just to be myself. I didn't know.
It's funny. She was asking me so many questions, and I was like, you know, I think you're overthinking it. Like, it's we don't do
I'm
any
like,
prep
should I prepare
work,
anything? Just... Do I need a joke? Do I need to know how my week was? Like, are we going to do the regular stuff? Is it going to be different?
Well, yes, you do need to know how your week was.
Okay, good. I did.
But that's just general knowledge you should have.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to backtrack for the rest of the weeks of my life, then, because I only did this past week. Oh, well.
I just meant, you know, you should probably know things that happened to you.
Good thing. I usually do.
All right. You're all set then.
Have you been to the By and By yet, Robin?
Only with you. Thanks
oh, we
for
did go. We
them.
Did go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Nice cover up.
I just remember the last time where you didn't come.
What?
What?
What are you guys talking about?
When you're with what's her face, yeah.
The by and by somewhere in San Francisco and Robin didn't come? Do tell.
Portland.
It's kind of like a hipster bar in Portland where they make kind of fancy foofy drinks that are served in jars and like those kinds of things.
Mason jars. Love a mason jar.
So we went there last time Noah was in town. He and I went there.
Not the time before last.
The time before last.
Okay, guys, mark your calendar accordingly. It was the time before last.
That's right.
Okay. Unfortunately, Noah corrected that shit.
I'm good. I've got it all straightened out, Tim.
But no, I have not been to the By and By since. I don't really go to bars like that. I'm more of a Bud Light Corona type girl, so I don't really need to go to a fancy place for those.
It's not that fancy.
Yeah, but
May
I don't need to go
drink
to
drink bill be unbroken. By and by, Lord. Sorry. I'll just sing random shit. Just continue more. Ignore me.
That's what I do. Don't steal my shtick.
No. Your shtick is you run out of lyrics after like three.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That's lyrics to every song in Noah's head.
Should we do 10 laughs?
Sure. The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Vulgar or docile, make you laugh for a while, picking you up when you are in a rut. Here come some 10 laughs that make me want to ask, can Superman put it in Noah's butt? 10 laugh time, laughing in public ain't a crime. Sit back, relax, and unwind, cause it is 10 laugh time.
Do you have a joke, Robin?
No,
I didn't prepare one.
But I like
Robin,
the jokes.
Why didn't you prepare?
I like the jokes that you guys tell, so for the most part. I didn't really understand the anti-jokes much last week, or the week before last.
Really? Oh, I love anti-jokes.
I think I like...
I guess
you
have to know...
I have a more simple sense of humor. Like, I like a good old ball-in-the-nuts type, poopy pee-pee joke.
But that's what makes anti-jokes funny, is just they're not funny, they're just true.
They are... They are verbal balls to the nuts, if you will.
If you will.
Balls to the nuts?
Like silly jokes.
And I'll take my fingers to the hand? Like, what are you talking about?
Just, silly jokes, like simple
laughs. Baseball,
laughs.
Tim. We're talking about sports. You wouldn't understand.
Oh! Balls to the nuts. Got it.
Why wouldn't he understand? Because he's half
He's thinking it's a real short
he's...
trip. He's like, because the balls and the nuts are the same thing.
Exactly.
Like the chode or the taint.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I should have said.
Like,
God damn it.
Like
that's
all
what
the
I
way,
should have said. Joe to the taint.
All the way
Fuck,
from
I
my asshole
life.
To my butthole.
I get it. So I want to hear some jokes. Joke me, people.
All right. You guys got anything ready?
I got one.
Go for it.
This one's from CJ, who
Damn
says,
you.
Guess who's back again. CJ's back.
Oh. I did not sing it, so I did not get it.
Ah, there you go. CJ says, long time no see. It's true. I've been gone a while. I had to take a year-long TanCast cleanse to get all the toxins out of my body, but I'm all caught up again and a loyal listener. As for me writing Nut Ghost, I'm in college now. Don't you think I have better things to do? I don't. I'll get to work on a rough draft right away. Anyway, here's a tan laugh. Who is this Rorschach guy, and why does he keep painting pictures of my parents fighting? Plump out, CJ.
Wait, how did you say it, Andy?
Rorschach?
Instead of Rorschach. It's Rorschach.
Okay. Yeah, Andy's smart, so sometimes he knows things I don't know.
Oh, unless he's pronouncing it like how it's supposed to be pronounced.
But yeah, I don't know.
In the
Are
therapy
you
world, it's Rorschach.
I don't know.
Robin knows the therapy world.
Or maybe I just had a really bad psychology teacher.
Maybe.
Well, what do they call him in The Watchmen?
Rorschach.
I think we've proven Zack Snyder knows his shit.
Oh, yes.
Did you guys see the new Batmobile, by the way?
This is blasphemy. This is madness!
Madness? Blasphemy? This is TanCast!
I was just about to ask.
I just looked up the pronunciation, and it's that weird IPA thing that I do not know how to read. I'm like, apparently it's got an upside-down C in it.
Oh.
Wait, what?
I was like, IPA, isn't an IPA type of beer? You mean
that
APA?
Also? Maybe APA. What? No, IPA. I had it right.
IPA?
Yeah. International...
Penis Association.
I thought he was talking about, what the fuck is he talking about beer now for?
International Phonetic Alphabet.
Oh, that makes sense.
Anyway, the new Batmobile looks like Tim Burton's Batmobile is in the middle of transforming into the Tumblr.
Indeed it does.
We caught a still picture of it midway through.
Yep.
It's like, click.
Like, no, ours is different because it's got a rotating thing on the front.
Well, it's only, so there's only so the much difference is, they can do. I mean, it is, they have to stay true to some of it, don't they?
Yeah, they could have gone back to the classic Adam West look.
Yeah, it's a smooth one.
Oh, Adam West, I love if that. If they show. Just had a shitty 60s Batmobile car in this gritty ass movie.
with the two testicle-shaped bubbles on the top.
Yes, yes, yes. And the fins and the...
Yes.
Oh. Wasn't it was it purple? No, it's just dark.
I thought it was black in my memory.
With black? Red,
with like red highlights.
Trim, red and yellow trim.
That was a good show. They don't make those like they used to. Bam, pow.
Quumpf.
Quumpf.
Well, Andy stole my tan laugh, so I got to find another one.
Oh.
I got one.
I know. It's the one white guy.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dave.
Dave who?
Dave proceeds to break into tears as his grandmother's Alzheimer's has progressed to the point where she no longer remembers him.
Oh, that was good.
Wow.
That one wounded my the hole where my soul should be.
Oh, it's terrible. That's why they're funny. It's just like real shit.
It's funny because it's real.
What did the lawyer say to the other lawyer?
I'll see you in court tomorrow, as previously discussed.
We are both lawyers. I got one that's kind of apt, so I'll read it. What did Batman say to Robin before they got in the car?
Pull up your pants.
Look at my dick.
Get in the car.
Get in the car.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure he said, "Look at my dick."
Oh, did I read this one? I'm gonna read this
one. I don't know.
I'm gonna. Why can't Michael J. Fox draw a perfect circle?
Because he has Parkinson's.
Because drawing a perfect circle is impossible for any human.
Oh, that's a good one.
He thought it was going
to feel bad about me.
That's it. I'm done.
Okay. So I will close it out with one from Tyler. Getting back to the tan laugh train, huh? Well, this was sent a while ago. Here's one for the train. Why is the sun so bright?
Why?
Because it always pays attention in class and does its homework. I think Noah did this one. Sorry. I realized midway through that I was reading one.
It doesn't ring a bell.
It doesn't ring a bell either.
Although you are cutting out too, so I can't hear you all the way.
Not working? Episcopalian?
Tim did that on purpose. By the way, Robin.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Fucking
I know.
Shit.
I have a brother. I know what boys do. Silly things like that. And men, please.
All right. Well, I have some jokes from Jen. Because I think I already did that Tyler one. I'll leave it in there, but I'll do some jokes from Jen. She sent back in January. I have some more lame jokes for you, once again from a children's book. This one is Ha 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 by Lynn Thomas. I'm not going to read all these because there's none of them. What do you get when you cross a supersonic jet with a hamburger?
Super burger.
Very fast food.
Oh, I see what you did there.
How to trains here?
Through their choo-choos?
Through their engine ears?
Oh.
We all got it at the same time.
Why don't traffic lights go swimming?
Because they can't?
They take forever to change.
Oh. Wait, these are kids' jokes?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What? It's not like we used the word ball sack once.
No, but just like, you know, I don't know if kids would get the concept of like forever to change. Like.
Oh, kids get it.
All right.
Kids are smarter than you think.
They are. They are definitely smarter than I think.
They say they're
like,
darnest.
What happened to an idiot, but. He's not so much an idiot, Tim.
What happened to the wooden plane with the wooden wheels and the wooden engine?
Wooden terrorists crashed into the wooden trade center.
Ooh, Jesus Whoa. Christ, dude.
Dark. Too soon.
Those are kids. Those are kids' jokes.
Welcome to episode 300, y'all.
2 days after the anniversary of 9/11.
R.I.P.
The end of that joke was, it wouldn't go.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
So stupid.
Let me do one more. One more random one. What's gray and squirts jam at you?
My penis. That would be in kids' book.
Yeah, it was specifically Noah's penis.
I don't know.
An elephant eating a donut. I guess a jelly donut. Poor elephant.
Yeah, not just any donut. Well, I don't know. How do they eat donuts?
Maybe elephants are full of jam, you guys. Do you know about elephants?
Elephino. That's what you get when you cross an elephant with a rhinoceros. Elephino. Ella, if.
Yeah.
We
got it. We just weren't saying
we're right
anything.
There with you.
We were just.
Oh, now I am doing the Muppets Tonight where Pepe is trying to explain it to the audience who didn't get it.
Oh, okay.
Muppets Tonight. Good show.
Is Pepe the character that you relate to the most on that show, Tim?
No. That was hosted by the only black Muppet who's actually purple.
Well, how do you know he's black
Clifford,
then?
Because he talks like this and has dreadlocks.
And he had big lips. Yeah, I'm just saying. A little racist.
Yeah, he did.
And he played basketball
lips.
All the time. I don't know what.
And he had fried chicken and was fucking a white Muppet. You could tell.
And then he burned his lips on a crack pipe.
Black Muppets.
And his huge Muppet dick was just swinging around the set.
Were any of the other Muppets black that I didn't know about? Was Fozzie black? No, he's too corny. Janice?
I don't think so.
Animal.
Racist.
He had a lot of rage.
You guys remember Pepe Le Pew?
Yes. The rapist?
Nope.
Yes.
Fuck it. That guy was rapey as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the time, we didn't think about it. When you're little, you don't think about
not.
Stuff
like,
as being.
You're like, yeah, that's like you chased the old lady.
What, and like, she didn't want to be with him. She said no many times.
That's the problem today. He was teaching
why.
Us that no does not mean no.
Subconsciously, yeah, no. That's why we live in a rape culture right now. It's because Pepe Le Pew.
Fuck that stupid skunk.
Yep.
Was that Hanna-Barbera?
No, that was Warner Brothers.
It was.
Not that it matters.
Oh, it's just so hilarious. I was like, yeah, it's okay. That would not fly today.
No.
Can you imagine? That's why you haven't seen a lot of new Pepe Le Pew cartoons or Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah. Yeah, Speedy Gonzalez.
The two of them just hang out together. This sucks, does it not? We were created in a time that has passed us by.
They team up and Speedy Gonzalez catches a woman.
Oh.
Pepe comes
and holds her down. Holds the cat down for him.
Dateline, Toontown. The Speedy Rapist is on the loose again. We now believe it's a pair working together.
Chris Hansen makes a whole sting operation to catch him.
To catch a cat rapist.
She said she was a skunk and she was 18.
Yeah, sports.
My Pepe Le Pew is awful. It's just stereotypical French guy.
Oh, man. I just remember all the ridiculous things they had to do to get her to look like a skunk.
Yeah. Like the white paint would, you know, fall on her accidentally, or she'd go under a ladder with a paintbrush and it would accidentally or like they'd be painting the lines on the road and she would accidentally get a line painted on her.
And it was always perfect, too.
Yep.
Poor girl.
Did you ever see that one where it washed off of her just as he fell in some blue paint? So he realized, he said, oh, that's not a skunk. I'm not interested. But now he looks like a cat.
Yeah.
So she is interested, and then she chases him away.
Oh, then she becomes a rapist.
Yeah.
So I guess they started responding to some viewer mail. Like, hey, why is your skunk so fucking rapey?
Why can't she rape every once in a while?
I know. Really?
Just grabs a cat strap on and goes to town.
Here's something I learned. Apparently, Acme was owned by the Roadrunner. Like, I guess
what?
They implied that in the show. You know, switching to the coyote.
No,
and
I know what you're talking about. What do you mean they implied that in the show?
I was
listening to a podcast, and they were saying like it is revealed that the Roadrunner owns Acme Corporation. You know, I didn't.
Wait,
I didn't
wait, wait, wait,
check
wait.
This.
You said the Roadrunner owns Acme.
Yeah, Acme, the where the coyote gets all
right.
His things to try to catch the Roadrunner.
Damn, that sounds like
just some wacky fan theory.
That's like that whole thing about Hello Kitty being a girl. That's bullshit. Hello Kitty's a cat. Shut the fuck up.
But wasn't that actually Sanyo who said that Hello Kitty wasn't a cat?
I'm in denial. I don't want to hear about it. I'm a Hello Kitty fan. She's a cat.
I think you mean Sanrio. Sanyo's the speaker manufacturer.
Yeah, they came out and they said we've been talking with the people who made Hello Kitty, and they've they've allowed us to put on our speakers that Hello Kitty is a girl. Not a cat.
A girl from London, too. So a white girl.
Who had an unfortunate birth defect.
Who likes to dress up in cat clothes.
Great.
And her parents gave her a shitty name. She looks like a cat. Call her Hello Kitty.
Well, and her parents were dressed up as cats, too, so I don't understand that either. So.
Oh, so it's
they were the original furries. They yiffed a little too hard, and well, now she's cursed.
And they're bringing up her in the lifestyle.
Yep.
If you learn at home, then you don't experiment. Yeah, there's a bird. Sorry, my window's open.
Okay. Like, is there a crow going fucking nuts somewhere? I want to be on Tancast, Ryan! Stop talking about cats, Ryan!
I'm in Oregon. We have trees and stuff and birds.
Oh, speaking of crows, man, so much racism in Dumbo.
Oh. Yes.
Man, that was another one I didn't pick up on as a kid. But as an adult, I'm like, this is bad.
I'll be done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly.
Yep.
I like fried chicken.
Lady and the Tramp. Lady and the Tramp is pretty bad with all the different dogs, like the Scotty, who's like, they have a different stereotype, and the Siamese cats that are creepy.
But at least the Siamese cats are the dog worst isn't ones. Like pissed drunk all the time.
Yeah, that's true. The Scottish dog's kind of okay, but the Siamese cats with the like super like ching chong accent
creepy
going on. Yeah.
Oh, Harold, we a cat. We come here, take your stuff.
Yeah.
I will say there is a Asian guy who works at this place across the street from me. He looks like the stereotypical fucking Asian racist guy, like teeth all hanging out of his mouth. I'm just like, wow.
Buddy, go to the orthodontist just so that people don't have anything to use against your culture.
Yes, whatever you do, don't live down to the fucktards.
And so they have this peanut milk there that supposedly cures like AIDS and cancer.
I'm sure it does. Fuck? That's why we haven't heard about it, because, you know, the news would want to bury that shit.
Yeah.
Is someone shredding something?
No, I was closing the window so that the bird wouldn't make noise.
She's just shredding the bird. Now I got a nice pillow.
So a friend of mine was complaining about, she's like, I hate to pick on fake girl nerds because I hate that stereotype, but this girl was cosplaying as Catwoman, and someone asked her, like, who are you? And she said, oh, I'm Serena. Like, really, if you don't know her name is Selena, you shouldn't be cosplaying as her, and you shouldn't be posing. I was like, are you sure she just wasn't speaking with a racist Breakfast at Tiffany style accent? Oh, I'm Serena Kyle. Oh, I'm a cat woman.
Mrs. Cole Ivory, why you not recognize me?
I hate when people do that. I saw a guy, he had a Martin t-shirt, you know, like the Martin TV show. Mm-hmm. And I went up and I was like, oh, Martin, like, remember Shanae? And, like, I was all talking and he had never seen the show. He just had that shirt on. I was like, you're a hipster douche.
Oh,
man, I think I'm hipster douche. I have a shirt that says, Detroit was built for loving, and I've never been to Detroit or ever lived there.
But you know where it is.
It's in America, right?
Other dudes like, Martin, I thought this was a brand.
But I get so many people who, hey, like the t-shirt, but also, are you from Detroit? I'm like, nope, sorry. They're probably, oh, that guy's a hipster douche.
They kind of want to run away from, no, it's just they need to know how fast they need to run. Wait, he's black. Is he from Detroit?
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
I'm like, I just like the message.
That's why I always wear Superman t-shirts. Someone comes up, hey, Superman. Yeah, what do you want to know? Let's talk. Go. Bring it.
Disney shirt.
Zack Snyder, I got opinions. Let's go. Let's talk. Where are you going?
I got opinions.
John Williams, let's talk about it.
So I've never seen this ability, but apparently Robin knows a lot about pop culture.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah.
are we meant to know? Quiz her? Because I did not come prepared for this.
No.
I'm okay. Ready. What do you want to know?
What is the name of the person that Chandler Bing's TV guide is addressed to?
Oh, isn't it a combination of both their names? I don't remember what it is, but isn't it Chandler? It's like a mix of
nope.
Both Joey. Isn't it?
It's Ms. Chandler Bong.
Chandler.
Boom!
I meant like pop culture, like current events,
Noah.
Pop culture.
Oh, fuck, Noah. If you had told us about this, I could have prepared a pop culture quiz and it would have been awesome.
Noah, you put your faith in the wrong friend.
I'm just saying. Well, maybe we'll have Robin on again next week
and
we can do a pop culture quiz.
In Robin's defense, Friends may be one of the whitest television shows that has ever been.
That's true.
That is right in my wheelhouse.
But I wouldn't have been able to answer a question about living single like that if you'd asked that. That was a TV show.
You would have or would
I
not
would
have?
Not have.
Oh, okay.
If I don't, I'm assuming you guys remember that. Andy, the
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a show called Living Single with four
Queen
black
Latifah.
Women on it, and 2D from. I'm just kidding.
We are living.
Oh, I'm
single.
Where,
I know.
I'm where
just
that it was. I have never seen an episode. I was like, I feel like this show may not have a lot to tell me. At least I will not understand it.
That's why I don't watch any shows with white people on it.
Robin is the only one of us though that has been to a Doug Loves Movies taping.
Ooh.
Yes, I have.
Tell us what it's like.
It's exactly the same.
Use small words
same.
So we understand.
It's exactly the same as what you hear, except I went to a really annoying one with a guest who didn't know all the rules of the game. I don't know if I should mention it. She's an actress. And not because she's a girl, I'm not saying that, but she was like, she was just, I don't know, maybe she smoked a little too much before, but she didn't know the rules of the game and the guessing stuff, and so she was like interjecting. And
okay, go ahead and drop names.
I felt like a snob.
Well, it's the one in Portland that was up a few weeks ago, so you can find it.
It was Abby Elliott from SNL, Chris Elliott's daughter, I think. She's a comedian, actress.
Oh, wait, I think I heard that one.
She's pretty.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Robin, are you downloading torrents of porn?
No.
Yeah, sorry, Robin. I think we're all losing you.
I didn't download any porn
today. You sound
today.
Okay now.
Oh.
Maybe good, that's the problem. Maybe your internet tubes have not been lubed.
Maybe I mentioned Abby Elliott and she has far-reaching people and they just were cutting me out. Like the mafioso.
Well, talk some more.
Okay. I'm talking.
Hello.
Oh, but so yeah, the Doug Loveland movies was good. It was fun. Everyone laughed and he's the same. He's, you know, I've seen him in live a few times. So.
Remember how I was being funny before? That's what you actually sound like. When I was going like this.
Fairfield.
Sorry.
Except you're actually using the full words. She's got, you were just dropping words totally.
Sorry.
So it's going to the store, then fish sauce.
Are you downloading anything at the moment?
No. I don't even have anything open.
Do you have any roommate?
She has a... I don't know if she still does, but she had a stripper roommate.
She's not there. She went back to where she's from. But I did have a stripper roommate.
Oh.
But it was kind of fun.
I never got to see her, though.
No, but I got to hear some of the inner workings of the strip industry, which is always fun.
Any dirt?
No, she hosed off before she came home.
Robin's gone.
We lost Robin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
No!
We're doing...
Why?
All right. So well.
Please!
Hey, you still remembered.
I came up with it.
I know. You forget things that you came up with from time to time.
That is true.
Then I repeat them, and you go, that was really clever. I'm like, that was really you a couple of years ago. I'm not this clever.
Well, while we're waiting for Robin, it's a good time to plug my latest blog.
Oh?
Where I talk about ghosts.
This is blasphemy. This is madness!
Madness? Blasphemy? This is Tankcast!
And how I think they're fake.
Who's gonna call?
Nutbusters.
And then I create a new product that it's two mugs that fit together. They're supposed to be like lovers' mugs. You're supposed to put like, you know, his and hers or some shit like that on them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I put on one mug, it's fake. On the other mug, it's real.
It's a fake. It's real. It's a steak. It's a rake.
She may not be coming back.
Did you text her?
She says, I know. I don't know what happened.
Well, in the meantime, shall we do a little bit of Tancast listener mail?
Sure. You have some?
I got one.
All right. Read that shit.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
Tancast listener email.
This is sent to us back on the 3rd, 10 days ago. They didn't actually sign it, so I'll say this is Kel, maybe? This is, hey guys, first time, long time. I listened to you guys for several years now and truly enjoy the show. I usually try to listen when I'm cutting my yard on Monday mornings after the kids go to school. Anyways, here's a link to a very funny video about recent events. And then there's a link.
This is blasphemy. This is madness!
Madness? Blasphemy? This is Tancast!
And then it tells us that Net Zero now offers 4G mobile broadband. Sign up now. Although I think that may have been an ad.
Was that the video about the cop and the black guy eating the ice cream cone?
Yes.
From Funny or Die?
Yep.
Yes. I was actually just watching that before we started.
Calm the fuck down. Let's see if we can try to add Robin back.
Oh, I should talk. I posted on Twitter and Facebook asking people if they had any ideas for our 300th episode.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some of the things people said. Andrew said, feel free to not limit it to 55 minutes. Let it all out, you guys. Teresa said, a reenactment of a scene from Golden Girls with impressions and everything. I don't think that one's going to happen. John said, you need your fans to write a song for it that's up to the high standard of quality. And it's the Mousetalgia someone made a 12 Days of Mousetalgia song.
This is blasphemy. This is madness!
Madness? Blasphemy? This is Tancast!
For the Mousetalgias. I don't remember what anniversary it was, and it was like a Christmas thing. Again, I don't think that's going to happen. Lindsay said we should thank each of your 12 fans individually and tell them what you like about them. And for the remaining 48 minutes, I don't know, talk about how TanCast has been good for you guys and why you like each other or something. And then Bob said, a finale?
This is it, guys. We're wrapping it up.
Wait, not quite done. Then Andrew said, an all-nude TanCast? And then Bob said, yeah, that's better than my suggestion. And then Alyssa said, another prepisode. I know that wasn't the question, but I think it would be helpful. Sorry, Tim.
Oh, I want to give a quick shout-out to Leslie and her brand-new 17-month-old baby.
What?
Leslie.
Wait, you did that before.
Robin's back.
Yeah, that's what she tweeted at us.
Oh.
Robin's back.
Back again.
You sound good. Again.
Robin's back. Tell a friend. Robin's back.
Robin's back. Robin's back.
I think she said that to be funny because I did that before. Back.
Ah, all right. All right, I think we've almost hit every single listener by name throughout the course of this episode. Oh, Jesus. We haven't said anything about Jesus.
Jesus!
There, done it. You know what I realized? We do not give enough shout-out to the person who made our album art. And now her name is falling out of my head, and that makes me a robo-douche.
Oh, shit, who was Such it? Was that douche. Kiki that did that?
No,
it wasn't Kiki.
Oh, it's Angela.
Yes, it's Angela. I'm going to start putting a shout-out to her every week in the closing credits like I do for DJ Technoid, who made our music.
That's good. Totally deserved.
She deserves it. Even if she's still listening. I don't know if she is anymore. She's like, I fucking gave them artwork, and they don't even talk about me? Fuck these guys.
She follows me on Instagram.
You want a cookie?
No.
Left field facts.
So she's still out there in the world, alive with her boyfriend.
Andy, your kid kicked his feet recently?
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
Has my kid kicked his feet? No, he's done other cute things, but I know you don't give a shit, and I'm tired of getting all of your crap rained down on my head, so... You don't get to hear any more cute stories about my kid. How do you like that?
What cute things are your child doing, Tim? I mean, Andy. And Tim.
There was some little precocious thing he did this week. I can't remember what the fuck it was.
There are things that are cute when they happen, but then when you explain them, you're like, and then he said something that would sound normal out of an adult's mouth, but it was funny because he was three. But I'm not three, so it doesn't sound adorable right now. So fuck this story. Like we were making dinner or something, and he's like, that was a good idea, Mommy, adding the chicken broth. Something like that. Which again sounds normal coming from me. By the time we were like, "That's the fucking cutest thing ever!"
But why is it cute though?
Because that's not normally how a 3-year-old talks, and so it was odd to have him just pipe up with it.
Yep, and to be so specific. Not like, "Mommy, this food tasty." Mother, that was a good idea. Robin's back.
Robin's back.
How the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
We haven't recorded since I saw TMNT, right?
No. Because oh shit, we also haven't recorded since something happened to me. But yes, you said you saw TMNT with your Boys and Girls of America fuck club or whatever it is.
No, it's not the Boys of America fuck club. I'm not gonna even mention them now.
What?
I don't want fuck club attached to them.
They don't want a plug on TanCast?
Probably not. Okay, so it was not as bad as I thought it would be.
Well, did you at least like it?
It was still not good, but I will say this. They did capture the feel of the cartoon pretty well. Of like these kind of like, you know, wacky, you know, funny, goofy turtles. I would say, like, that was pretty good. They did introduce themselves to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And at one point, one character, Will Arnett's character, says to, what's her face?
Hammerstone. Megan Fox?
Yeah, Megan Fox. She says, sorry, she's like, oh, what are the aliens? And she looks at him and goes, no, that would be stupid.
That's funny.
The premise of the movie was pretty weak. And Shredder, like, they made him to some, like, you know, guy with, like, the super mech armor that shoots blades, which I didn't really care for. But I would say, overall, it was not as bad as I thought it would be. The open credits are pretty good, and they captured their turtles' kind of, like, personalities pretty well, based on the cartoon.
Totally radical! Reaganomics!
There's one scene where they're kind of like, you know, sliding down a sewer and jumping through it. I'm like, that totally feels like the cartoon. So all right. There you go. I would say you need to see it, but, you know, it's not terrible.
Which would you rather do? See that movie or go back and watch the cartoon again?
Well, I would say watch the cartoon just because I haven't seen the cartoon in a while. Maybe it holds up. Maybe it doesn't.
Well, once we get done with our shitty movies, we'll go back and find out if it holds up or not.
Are we ever going to be done with the shitty movies? I've got one. I've seen it. I'm almost going to have to watch it again. It's been so long since I've saw the shitty movie.
I need to watch a shitty movie. I'm on it. One thing was hilarious, though, is at the end, Will Arnett meets Megan Fox character underneath some bridge. And I thought about, like, that's just a weird place, like, that people meet sometimes. Like, in movies where, like, oh, we're just going to meet underneath this dark bridge for no reason. But he actually mentions it. He's like, you know, last time we met, I tried to take you someplace nice. So I thought, you know, bring you underneath this dark bridge. Cause that's what you like. It was just funny. I was like, way to call it out. Because that's fucking weird. Anyways, there you go. Tim has a story, I think.
Okay, so right after we stopped recording last week, I was heading off with my family to go to Gilroy Gardens.
Uh-huh.
And so I was in a rush because we took a little too long to record last week. So I grabbed something out of the garage, and I'm running out of the garage, and I'm shutting the garage, not the main garage door, but the, like, you know, they all open and close. The fucking, like, a regular doorway door that goes into the garage. I'm shutting it behind me, and I have my finger. Oh, yes. Slammed that motherfucker right on the tip of my finger. Like, it hurt so bad. I looked down to see if my tip was still in the door. Like, it hurt so fucking much. It hurt like asshole hurts. Still the nerves of my finger don't work right.
Like
if I touch something with the tip of my finger, it feels like my finger is asleep.
You should go to the doctor. That's doctor shit right there. That's doctor status.
There's not a lot they can do about nerve damage like that, though, Noah. They're like, yep, you fucked up your finger. $1,500, please.
But at least, like, maybe they could provide some suggestions. I'm just saying, it's good to see a doctor.
In the future, please.
In the future, avoid slamming digits in doorways. $1,503, please.
Are you going to listen to Andy, who hasn't gone to medical school, or are you going to listen to a doctor? Maybe they will say that, but maybe they won't.
I thought you were going to put up yourself as someone who had gone to medical school.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, no, I didn't know you went to medical school.
No, I didn't, but I'm just saying.
One on the way to work doesn't count.
How much does it cost
to drive
your copay?
I know it runs by it.
Does it cost $20, Tim? I'll throw you $20. I'll give you $20 to go to the doctor.
Whoa, Daddy Warbucks, you got $20
big
just throw around?
Yes, I do.
Baller dollars?
I'll make it rain. $1 bills. Of toy.
Making it rain.
It'll be more like a sprinkle.
Obama fun bucks.
I mean, you know, maybe Annie's right, but I don't know. I always like to go to the doctor just to be sure.
Well, I looked it up on WebMD and other places, and they said pretty much what Andy said.
Did it say you probably have cancer? Because that apparently is what WebMD does.
It said as long as if the finger wasn't bent and if it wasn't anywhere past the joint, there wasn't a fuck ton the doctors could do about it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, but man, that, like, I wrote a blog about it.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
Madness? Blasphemy? This is Tankcast!
Man, I all of a sudden, like, I was, this happens to me when I hurt myself a couple times. Like I feel nauseous. I start sweating. I almost passed out. I was like, finger.
Good thing you don't have babies.
Good thing I don't have what now?
Good thing you're not going to birth the baby if that hurt, if your finger
hurt
from that.
Oh, yeah, fuck. The human race would go extinct if it was up to me to have kids. I'd be like, fuck it and fuck you.
Staying in there.
Just rip it all out of me. I don't want a chance.
I'd be like, I'm upending this bottle of Jameson 2 weeks into being pregnant.
Oh.
So I'm just going to make sure that baby comes out tiny and early.
I'm just going to keep drinking until I die of alcohol poisoning or I shit out what would have been a kid.
Yeah. Kid, one of us is going down. And by one of us, I mean definitely you.
All right. Well, that's a dark place to take things.
Yeah, pretty dark. Pretty dark.
So we have abortion jokes and 9/11 jokes. Jesus.
Yeah.
Check, check, check. We got everything.
That's Tankcast.
Welcome to episode 300.
It's a lot like episode 1. So, Indiana Jones?
I don't know if you remember this, Tim, but we went to go visit some of the Rocky people, Rocky Horror people, and you got,
I felt like I should have baked a cake or made a card or something.
Shit. Didn't hear any of that. I'm sorry.
I think she said something. We should have baked a cake or made or did a card.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
She might be on delay, though.
Yeah, something. It's my Skype. It says that my speed isn't fast. My computer speed is what's the problem. I'll figure it out. Yeah, I know. I don't know. That's what seems to be the problem. I don't know. I'm not at my house. I'm at somewhere else, so maybe that could be their internet.
What? Where are you?
None of your business.
Are you at a man's place?
Yeah.
Did you just get laid?
Do you need a bottle of Jameson?
I thought that's what you all did before years.
Oh no, Andy!
Not on a delay.
See, Robin, anytime that you think that they're being too mean to me, just remember that I said that.
Okay, I'll remember.
So you are there. So wait, are you at a guy's place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, tell him to stop downloading porn. We got other stuff to do.
Seriously.
Just get naked in front of him. Like, here's your porn.
While I talk to you guys.
Yeah, just jump up and down.
Well, we've done drunk casts in the past. This would just be a new barrier to cross.
Did you, all three of you, got drunk?
We drank.
Yeah, I was a little tipsy. No, it wasn't much of anything. Andy, I don't know. I'm not really sure if Andy was drunk or not.
I wasn't blasted, but I was buzzed.
Wait, maybe I'm delayed.
What do you want about?
Then I said horrible things
about
Dick
Clark.
Wait,
what are we talking about?
We're talking about the time we did drunk cast.
For New Year's Eve. It was like a game night episode, special episode.
Oh.
Wasn't that the one where I said that Dick Clark wished everybody a happy new year?
Yeah, it is the one.
Yep. Now he's gone.
Something weird's going on. Like, I did not hear how we got here.
Well, we've been talking over each other all episode. This is going to be a fucking nightmare to edit.
Yay. I'm bad luck. Maybe I'm bad luck. Maybe this is what happens when you let a girl onto the Tancast.
Oh, Robin, don't let that comment make you think that almost every episode is not a clusterfuck to edit.
I only hear the end product, so that's why I don't. It seems perfect when I hear it. There's songs and music, and I like all the songs. By the way, Tim, do you do all the arranging and the songs?
I mean, I usually just steal music on the internet and sing over it.
Oh, it sounds, but it's good. I like it. Good work.
Well, thank you.
Someone appreciates you, Tim.
But yes, I do remember the story Noah was about to start telling about when we were visiting those Rocky Horror people and Noah slammed his fingers in the car door.
I think they slammed my finger in the car door. Like, I think they closed the door on my finger.
And then she laughed, and you were
not
happy.
Oh, no, maybe
happy.
I did. No, I did it. Yeah, I was like, oh, terrible. it was not as bad as you, Tim, though.
Oh, fuck, that hurt. Like, it's still, yeah, I'm touching it now. It still hurts. Like,
stop touching it.
I would just, like, if I would just graze my fingers, like, well, I think we're going longer than 55 minutes.
But this is episode 300.
Let's go for 300 minutes.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, fuck your face. Not yours, Robin. Mr. 300 minutes over there can't edit one episode 207. He's going to tell me we're going to go 300 minutes.
So
lick my hairy beanbag.
So this episode that you're giving him shit about was 93. You're giving him shit about 93 episodes ago that he didn't edit?
Yes.
The fact that it's still not up. We still don't have it.
What, did something important happen during it?
No. Nothing important happened. But
I was just gone for a week. They recorded without me. And he's like, I'm going to edit it. And then
editing's hard. Tim does hard things.
He doesn't have to put like sound effects or anything. He just has to make it sound listenable.
Oh, so he doesn't have to do all the little clips and stuff.
No, he doesn't.
And it's not like he's not even sent the audio to me so I can just edit it and get it over with. He's like, nope, I'm keeping it on my computer so it never gets heard.
It wasn't even that good of an episode, though.
No.
So it's probably all this buildup. He's just like, fuck it.
Yep.
Like, no one wants to hear this.
No.
Has it been almost 2 years since that happened?
Something like that.
Wow.
I think it was not long after Michael was born.
Wow. You slack hard, Andy.
Noah, if you're going to do something, fucking do it right.
No, it wasn't after Michael was born. It was after I went on the cruise, I think. But still, you slack hard.
Tim, are you still doing stand-up comedy?
I am. In fact, I'll be at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California on October 8th as part of Nerd Night.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
Madness? Blasphemy? This is Tankcast!
I used to live right near there.
Well, now you don't, and so this isn't helpful.
No, but it's a good place.
But you should go to do a show in Portland, Tim.
Wait, Robin, do you live within 4 miles of there?
I used to.
Oh, well, if you live further than 4 miles, fuck it.
I think I was close. I was within 4 miles of it. I don't remember.
Here's a fun fact about Robin. She never let me see her place.
Is place a euphemism for anything?
Damn it, that's totally what I was going to say!
yeah, I guess that too, but...
Well, he was married.
Yeah, we never were single at the same time. We were, one of us was always with someone. We've never both been single at the same time, I don't think.
Well, not next to each other.
You know what I mean.
Noah's penis can reach to Portland.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it from several. Look, like, you're the second group of Noah's friends that have talked about his junk.
What?
Yeah.
What other group of friends talks about Noah's cock? I thought that was our thing, Noah.
Well, I think if it is
you fucking cheating whore.
If it's the way he says, the way you guys say it is, I think for the rest of his life, any group of his friends will talk about it.
Noah's going to try to downplay it for you in about half a second here. Do not listen to him.
He has. I texted him about it once after one of your podcasts.
I was just taking a breath to go, you know, it's really not that
bad. I listened to one of your podcasts and you were giving him like a lot of shit one time. And I was like, is it really that big? Because I've never seen it. And he's like, no, he totally downplayed it. But that's,
you know. You have. You just don't know it. You thought it was a subway car going by, but that was Noah's penis.
I mean, it's bigger than the average penis, but it's not like no the porn industry is not knocking down my door.
Nah.
What did they say to my? I can't remember the other group. They don't really talk about that much, not as much as you guys. At least not to me. I don't know if they talk about when I'm not around. Noah's penis, big,
amazing. He was wearing tight pants the other day. Did you see? I did.
I don't think. I'm sure they've seen it at some point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever.
Who hasn't seen your dick? I mean, come on.
Apparently, you haven't.
No.
Yeah. There you go.
I could have.
Step right up, see the penis.
you should live with us. I would have walked around naked and you could have saw it.
Yeah, he would have come knocking on your door.
Oh, yeah.
Using
you would have gone.
As Lori says it would have been to see Noah's penis, it wouldn't have been worth it to live with us.
Yes, this is true.
I've never done that in my current place, and I don't think I ever will.
Hey, Roberto.
Tap, 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 tap.
No, not tap, tap, tap.
Thong, thong, thong,
thong, thong. Right. Yeah. I know that sound. It haunts my dreams.
You did the right door.
Oh, we are good friends.
You are. That's why it's fun to listen to it. I wouldn't listen to your podcast if it wasn't.
I would love, I mean, I think it'd be great if, you know, I don't know if it's ever going to happen. If we ever lived in, like, the same geographic location, it'd be great if we could record, like, together.
Yes.
All right, when's the last time the three of you were in the same space, physically?
Earlier this summer when Andy came out to visit.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to record a couple episodes, but they were weak at best.
Yeah.
The quality of the recording are your guys' steal.
We were in a very public
because
place.
We had other people with us, so we weren't free to just be our usual selves.
Yeah.
So true.
Tancast is sort of, it's not so much like when the three of us would go out on the town, but more when the door would close and all the guests would leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Although sometimes it would be, you know, if there's just a select group of our friends there and we're not performing for them, but essentially that's what it ends up being. Like, we needed each other to watch, like, we were all trying to get a laugh out of the other people in the room.
Yeah.
At the expense of the other two.
Yeah. Or we'd kind of forget they were there and we would just continue to fuck with each other and they would laugh.
Yeah, either or.
There were some times where we amused some people just like, oh, yeah, you're still here.
Sometimes me and Tim amuse people when we're out in public.
That's true. Sometimes I amuse people, like October 8th at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale.
Yeah.
Buy your tickets now.
So here's the other thing that happened. So this guy was asking for money, and I had, when me and Tim last hung out, and I had like 7 cents in my pocket, and I gave it to him because I was just like, well, 7 cents. And Tim's like, really? Oh, well, the guy looked at it, and he had like a look on his face like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, Tim's like, well, you gave him 7 cents. I'm like, yeah, but it's still money, right?
That's
like
all the money I had.
Really? You're siding with Noah on this one?
No.
Okay.
So it's better to not give anything. What's the minimum then, Tim?
Yeah, like what? Like,
is
really?
It 50 cents? Really give anything? Can he give 50 cents?
I think it comes down to, I think that dude burned more than 7 cents worth of calories extending his hand.
I'd say yes. If you can't afford something on the dollar menu with what you give me, don't bother giving it to me.
But it adds up, though.
If everyone Slowly. Gave him 7 cents, he'd have a dollar menu in, 2 days.
If everyone gave him 7 cents,
well,
he'd be rich.
Only 2 days to get himself some McNuggets, he's all set.
Yeah, unless this guy's getting hungry, like, on geological time frames.
All right, so you guys are looking at, like, an all-or-nothing thing. It's not like he's not getting other money, right? It's not like he just gets that 7 cents. I'm adding to whatever he has, right? So he's that much closer to getting, food.
Yeah, I see both sides. I guess Tim and Andy are assuming that they would be the only ones to give him money at that time, so they want to make sure he's set to get something at that moment as opposed to thinking long term.
And in fairness, Noah gave the guy 7 cents more than A, I did, and B, I probably would have.
Yeah, I gave him zero. I gave him my scorn.
Maybe if he had like a cup, and then you could throw the 7 cents in and you just hear the sound and he wouldn't know exactly how much. You could pretend it was more than 7 cents.
Yeah, next time I'm going
to hand it. Hand to hand.
I'm going to hand it to him directly.
Yeah, that's cool.
He did have a cup.
Throw it right in the cup. I'm not going to let you count it.
And apparently it was empty enough that he could tell there was only 7 cents.
Maybe he's
not like, motherfucker, that was my Starbucks.
If he was only eating Taco Bell on the planter box,
that's
some guy
would
told
him
Merry Christmas.
grow yourself a little beard, sit on the planter box, eat some Taco Bell.
make sure you have a drill with you.
Yes, with a drill.
Because that thing looks like that's like all your belongings. All that guy's got in the world is his drill.
He's got no wood.
Yeah, he does.
That sounds like my problem back when I was single.
Oh, fuck, we were like, how did we
getting no
get women to touch our penises? Like,
did you see the blog I posted of me and Andy's old place before we moved out?
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
Madness? Blasphemy? This is Tankcast.
No.
Oh, it's pictures of the sink. It's disgusting.
Oh, damn.
How long ago was
this? I also found the picture of you two sword fighting in your underwear with the pool cues.
Good times.
Oh wait,
but
that was another one of those things. Like there was, you didn't take that picture. There was somebody at our house who took that picture of Noah and I fighting in our underwear.
No, that was me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, there
what,
I see.
You think
we
hired a photographer for fucking move-in day?
Robin, I'm gonna link you. I'm gonna put a link in the IM window
okay. So
you can see the pictures that Tim was talking about. It was disgusting.
Oh man, like I said in the blog, like I remember getting those forks off the sink. Like we had to really put our back into it because they were fucking stuck there. Like,
oh my god, how did we live that way?
Because you didn't know any better.
Oh my god.
You should see Tim's room, right? Tim's room was covered in shit. Like I don't think you could even walk across the room without stepping on something. And he got women to get naked in there with him.
Well, not that room.
The one when we lived together, though.
Oh, okay, yes, that one.
Your floor was still covered in shit. It was like stepping.
So how did you end up cleaning it in the end? Like, or did you just pay people to come in and clean it, or just lose your deposit?
We cleaned the whole house. The top pic of me stabbing with my shirt flapped open was the actual picture I was looking for. I was like, I remember those abs. I loved those abs.
Oh yeah, we cleaned up.
Me too.
Yeah.
They cleaned up. I think I went in them like, this is disgusting.
You were like, that is your motherfucking problem. Bye.
But I mean, I was better. Like, I didn't even bathe all the time when we were living together.
How old were you guys? Good. This is early 20s?
Early 20s.
Yeah. It's not that early.
I mean, I met Stephanie when I was 25.
We moved in together in 2001, so we were all 24.
Yeah, it's mid-20s, my friends. That is mid-20s.
But boys mature later, so we'll just call it early 20s.
All right.
That's we should have known better age.
We'll call it mid-idiocy.
Yeah, you should have known, but I don't know, but once one person starts doing it, I rent a room in a house and it's dirty, and like once one person's dirty, it's hard to either clean up other people's shit or not just add to it because you're just frustrated.
Yes, I feel that now. I mean, our place is not disgusting now, but it's definitely like the sinks get out of control. And I know it's not me because I'm like, I did not put one dish in there. I remember when we lived together, I used to have to count my change just so I could get some food from Taco Bell. Like, I was poor.
Oh, that was the other thing. I was like, look at the trash. Like, there's like 17, there's like 6 or 7 different fast food cups in there. All we ate was fast food.
Jack in the Box. Look at all that Pepsi.
And we didn't even get fat then.
That was my point. We didn't get fat. What the fuck, body? Remember how we did that? Do it again.
Like soy sauce containers, peanut butter.
Fucking pizza and fucking Denny's every night after the stay, after working at the movie theater, with McDonald's, fucking sandwich, whatever it was, we would eat it, and then I would take off my shirt, and I would still look like that guy in the picture. Now I look like I got a muffin top. Put a blueberry in my belly button and go sell myself at Starbucks for excessive prices.
Meanwhile, I just look like a Danish. Sort of roundish with cheese in the center.
So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's dirty. That's pretty gross.
Somehow we managed to get ladies. Mm-hmm. Although I would say Andy was probably the cleanest out of all of us.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Andy was the one that pulled the most girls out of the three of you. I was like,
no,
Andy?
No. No, in fact, no. In fact, Robin, there was a tale of one evening where a rather attractive lady came and sat down at the table right next to the table that I and all of this huge group of friends were at.
Oh, yes.
And all of the guys at the table were all like, oh my God, did you just see the girl that walked in? And then a little bit later in the evening, she asked me to dance. Did I make a play for her at all? No. She was throwing herself at sad little old me. And what did I say? No, thank you!
No, thank you. I'm going to go hang out with my friends.
I'm kind of tired.
No, thank you, pretty girl. I'm scared.
I'll think about you later when I'm by myself.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
You gotta give it to Chappelle. That is actually a pretty good rhythm. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up.
But I would just say his room was pretty... It's pretty tight, you know.
I thought you, I always considered you the clean one because you were the one who eventually had like called a house meeting to complain about the filth.
Yes.
Did I?
Noah called the house meeting.
You don't remember
meeting?
That?
That's hilarious.
I don't remember that, but it was pretty bad.
You were irritated.
It's frustrating.
You were like, the bathroom's dirty, the kitchen's dirty, and the car is still in the driveway.
Oh, the car. Oh, the car. I mean, I think what first made like when we were all moving out, and like I was like, "Hey guys, we gotta get on top of this," and you guys waited till the last minute, like to even get on the garage. I'm like, "The garage fills with shit, guys. We gotta get on this." And like, I was like, "Really?
Like, we don't want to, Mom."
Where was this, in Redwood City or somewhere in?
No, this was in San Jose. At the old tan house,
like the Berryessa area.
Yeah, the problem was like there was a Tim's car was in the garage. I'm sorry, Tim's car was, old car was in the driveway, so we didn't really use the garage to park it anymore, and it just became like the holding room of shit.
And
this doesn't go in here, throw it in the garage. And I remember I got that right idea to bring that couch home that one time.
Like, oh yeah, the frog in it.
We'll have this couch. And I'm like, oh, but it doesn't really go anywhere, and we can't get it in that room that I wanted to get into. Let's just leave it on the porch for years.
Oh, god damn. Then it became a home for a froggy to live in.
How long did you guys live there?
Oh, 7 years?
5 years?
Oh, my gosh.
We lived there so long.
Oh, no, you're right. It was 5 years, because, yes.
That's a long time.
The lady gave us our deposit back, because she's like, oh, this is just normal wear and tear. Like, even though we broke a window, we put a hole in the door.
I punched a window with my hand. I was saying that. I just brought that up the other night. I was like, my finger hurts worse than when I cut it with the window. She's like, how'd you cut it with the window? I was like, I punched it. She's like, that sounds smart. I was like, well, I wasn't trying to punch the window. I was trying to punch the frame of the window. She's like, at no point in that sentence did you reverse the part where it didn't sound smart.
Yeah, I know. I'm with her.
I forgot you broke the window.
Did you actually believe the lie that a tree broke it? Because that's what you said to the landlord, and she's like, oh, well, that happens.
Oh, like in a storm when branches
get... It was a tree anywhere near that window.
It did happen that there was a windy storm not long before we moved out, so we just played that off as that.
Yeah.
Even though the window had been broken long between then and there.
Tim, I knew you back when you used to throw, like, remotes and stuff against the wall because the batteries were dead.
Oh.
I knew no tree touched that window.
And then me and Tim lived together, and I was so excited we had separate bathrooms.
Yep. I just smeared feces all over my bathroom. I was like, Noah can't say shit. That's caked on.
Although I would say when it was just me and him, I feel like things were pretty clean. I don't remember your room though.
Fecally decorative.
Fecally.
That's the therapy term that you would use.
What's that?
Well, I used to work in a hospital, a psych hospital, and when patients use their poop on the walls and do stuff, that was called fecally decorative, is what you would write in the notes.
Nice.
Fecally decorative. I think you just named this week's show. But like, for some reason, I decided to get rid of my bed frame when we moved from the tan house to just me and Noah living together. So it was just mattress on floor. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that is sad. I am in my late 20s now.
Hey,
there is no excuse.
Some of us. Well, I'm renting a room and it came with a bed on the floor. So that's how I live.
I think I had mattress
on
floor too, Tim.
Sometimes that's a good look because people like it. And it's like, hey, are you minimalist? Like, yeah, man,
no,
I don't believe in society's
ghetto.
Bullshit.
It's ghetto. It's ghetto.
I'm trying to backpedal.
I know. No, it's just, I'm renting a room in a house and it came furnished and that's how it came. So that's how I sleep. I'm not going to buy a frame for a bed that's not mine.
Wouldn't make
sense. It's too legit.
I until recently, like probably last few years, when me and Stephen moved together, I slept with mattress on floor.
Was there at least a box spring underneath?
I did.
Yeah.
I had a box spring.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a box spring.
So then that's
not an animal.
And then there was a box spring on top, if you know what I mean.
No,
no
I don't.
I know what you mean.
A box springing? Like springing into a box?
Are you maybe.
What do you pretend like he didn't say it.
No. Just
I want to try and understand him.
No, don't do that.
No?
You just hurt yourself.
Many have tried and failed.
Okay.
And been no better for the effort.
You'll just give yourself an aneurysm.
Madness lies that way.
Yes.
Oh, I mentioned that I was going to do a contest for people to win an item from the Tancast store.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So... we're going to give away batches of those You Suck at Parking tickets.
This is blasphemy. This is madness!
Madness? Blasphemy? This is Tancast!
So, a little starter kit of 10 of them. We're going to give away about 5 sets of 10. We'll just let you know that contest is coming. I haven't figured out what the contest is going to be yet. It's probably going to be a Twitter or Facebook-related contest, so look out for that in the future. Finger guns.
That's what you call a teaser.
So everyone has to make sure they're following you on Facebook and on Twitter.
That's right.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Done.
We don't have an Instagram account. Although maybe we should start one. Because I think I want to start posting like those pictures I send you guys. And just have people like tell me a fucked up story.
Oh, that would be fun. That would be fun.
That could
be
for
a fun
the
regular thing.
Or for the regular thing.
The other day, I sent them a picture of a dildo and a sock on the ground.
I was very proud of my story.
You saw that?
No? Yeah.
In San Francisco.
Yeah.
Where?
I see fucked up shit.
Or what general
by Market
is
Street.
Bob's Dildo and Sock Emporium right outside.
On Market Street?
I saw, Market Street. You know where it is.
I know where it is.
The other one near Bayshore.
Oh, Bob's.
I also saw a clothes hamper with a human shit in it.
Wait. It was not even like it wasn't just like a subtle little turd at the bottom. It was like a mound of poo.
Yeah, it was like a splatter.
Was it a dildo or a vibrator?
Oh, it's a dildo. It's one of those ones with a suction cup on the back. I mean, not that I've ever seen one of those before, Mom.
But what?
Oh, I also found a picture.
Those
sorry.
Are expensive.
I also found
Why
a picture of me
one?
Sitting on Andy's mom's lap singing karaoke.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I meant to send it to him, but I knew Andy was asleep, and I didn't trust him to turn his Do Not Disturb on.
Which we...
What about a picture of you fucking her? What about that picture? Later. Yeah. You got that?
No.
Oh, all right.
Because you didn't want any photographic evidence or because you're saving those pictures for personal use?
I'm going to take the 5th on that one.
I don't know why someone threw away a dildo, Robin.
Seems wasteful. There might be a woman.
They were dildoed
with it.
There's
a woman in need. There's a woman in need in San Francisco right now who could use one, and there's just...
Who's going to take a used dildo?
Well, all she has to do is scoop up the one right next... It's got a sock right next to it to wipe it off.
It's one Argyle sock, too. What the fuck?
So Argyle's at some preppy country club guy?
I saw a bag full of broken eggs and chicken feet.
Yeah, that was a surprising picture.
Huh.
Like, I see some fucked up shit just walking around.
Then there was
around.
The one with, like, the woman's straw hat and the child's toy on a grate.
That was me.
Oh.
That was outside of where my wife was getting her car fixed. I was like, what the hell happened here?
So Tim started it. That's like, he's like, tell me a sad story.
That was the original one, yeah.
Yeah.
We should make that part of the show. Tell us the sad story of this.
Yes, what's the fucked up story behind this?
Yeah, yeah. What's the? We could use Twitter for that though. We can post photos on
Twitter. We don't need Instagram. Sure.
Fuck you, Instagram. Fuck
all
your
right.
stupid fuck face. Too soon?
No.
Too soon.
Too late.
Were we wrapping this up like a half hour ago?
Yep. This is like old school Tancast. Let's wrap it up and talk for another half hour.
What do you? You got some catchphrase you want to throw in there, Robin?
No. just thanks for letting me be on your podcast.
No, she's got a vagina. She doesn't need a catchphrase.
Catch this vagina.
Remember, never trust anything Tim or Andy say about my dick.
That's the moral of the story. And now you know.
You're doing it. Like Noah's gigantic, huge, monumental, colossus wang dick.
Wang dick.
This week I hate that I am physically incapable of getting a tan. Not because of my cultural heritage, but because Noah's dick is blotting out the sun.
Tancast.
Thanks for listening to Tancast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, Tancast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, Tancast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, at Tancast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official Tancast store at Zazzle.com/Tancast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim@Tancast.com, Andy@Tancast.com, or Noah@Tancast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for Tancast, you can send those to fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber-jabber for 1 week, and remember, John Williams wrote the best Superman theme there is.
Tancast. Do you want to come back and we could do a... a pop culture quiz?
Yeah, I'd love to come back anytime you need me. Whatever.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What do listeners think? They like Robin? Hashtag Robin yes, hashtag Robin no.
Hashtag replace Andy with Robin.
How many listeners do you guys have?
Like over 12.
Well, minus me. Well, I guess I'll still listen to it because I'll listen to it after. So yeah, never mind.
Well, so then you're like 1/12 of the demographic. So if you want to hear you again,
I know you got to get people who aren't listening to be on it. You're not losing your listeners.
I just got an idea for the next 300 episodes. One guest.
Same
per
shit
episode.
We've been doing.
Oh my gosh.
Can
What's
we
that?
Do that? He said one guest per episode.
Yes, one listener, a unique listener guest per episode.
All right, who do we get next week?
CJ, get in there.
Yeah, CJ, you want to come on?
It's going to become like a listener call-in show.
UK Joe?
This is CJ calling in from LA. How's it going?
Long time, first time. Ditto.
CJ from Tuscaloosa, you're on the air.
I just had a question for
you. Thank you for coming on, Robin.
It's ponderous, man. Fucking ponderous.
adding some vagina to the show?
No problem.
This is a big sausage fest for a while.
It was.
Well, it's a big medium in Vienna sausage fest for a while.
So were you at Noah's wedding?
Yes, I was.
Like after party?
Yes.
I do remember you.
But I met you at his birthday. Yeah, I met you at his birthday party, but I guess you were at his wedding, but I don't remember that much.
Were you drunk?
Because you were fucking hammered.
I was so heartbroken that another fine black man was being lost to a white woman.
You don't even date black men.
Only half a black man was being lost to a white woman. But he was fine. And he's back now. Back on the meat market.
Get some of that chocolate.
Extra sausage.
Chocolate sausage?
Sure, why not? God, now I'm hungry again.
I know, me too.
What if you put chocolate sauce on a sausage? That's an experiment worth trying.
Let us know.
Worst thing that'll happen is you'll get full.
Well, no. The worst that'll happen is you'll post another hilarious blog entry about diarrhea.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
But it didn't turn out too well in the end.
Oh.
Hashtag chocolate sausage yes, hashtag chocolate sausage no.
Based on the smashing success that was Nut Ghost, yes. Nut Ghost, no. I don't think we should try and do those anymore.
Oh, I meant to do Nut Ghost, yes, but I forgot. Oh, well.
You and everyone else. I think there was one Nut Ghost, yes.
I think CJ's implied Nut Ghost, yes.
As Nut Ghost's victim, I was not going to vote, because fuck that guy.
Has everyone stopped recording?
No. Was I supposed to?
Now I have.
No.
I can.
I was just making sure that we got all that, and then I was going to say we can all stop recording now.
Okay.